6 months until the next gubernatorial election in Michigan, 3 months until the primary, and we're already hearing a lot about the people who want to replace Rick Snyder as governor of Michigan. This is Lisa Berry, and one of those gubernatorial hopefuls is in the Ann Arbor area to speak before the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber Luncheon, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, who joined us now on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That appearance is for you to share your vision with those attending the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Chamber Luncheon. So can you share some of that now with our WEMU listeners?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I am a lifelong Michigander. I love our state. I chose to stay here and raise my family here in Michigan. But I look around at the Michigan that my kids are growing up in, that our families are struggling in, and I see a state that used to lead the world in phenomenal public education, and we're now in the bottom 10 in our own country. This was the place people used to move to for opportunity, a good paying job that you could raise a family on and retire with dignity. You could have confidence when you turned on the tap water that it would be safe enough to bathe your kids and give them a glass of water at the dinner table. And the state that our roads were built well and maintained and kept us and our families safe and helped businesses get their goods to where they needed to be. And as I look around the Michigan that we live in now, we're behind the rest of the world on all four of those really crucial measurements. And that's why I'm running, because I want to fix these problems. I'm willing to work with everyone who wants to fix a problem, and I'm unafraid to take on anyone who stands in the way. We've got to make this the state our kids stay in and our families can thrive in again.
So what happened? How did that all decline like that?
Well, we didn't get here overnight. You know, on the education front, I mean, we've had 25 years of the DeVos agenda in Michigan has now put us in the dead last in amongst Midwest states, and we rank 41st just in, you know, fourth grade literacy. I mean, this has been a continuous, sustained, undermining of the professionals who go into education as well as the funding that goes into our kids' schools. Right now, annually, we're underfunding schools to the tune of $1 billion a year, and we're all paying a price for our kids not getting prepared to succeed. It hurts our ability to attract talent to Michigan. It hurts our ability to make sure that our Michigan population has skills, and so, you know, we didn't get here overnight on any of these measurements. Lack of funding for infrastructure for years has now created a situation where we're paying to fix our cars instead of paying to fix our roads, and that's got to change if we ever want to be the state that, you know, companies like Amazon come to or families move to looking for opportunity again.
So you, Gretchen Whitmer, have served in the state House and the state Senate for many years. If you become governor, do you think that will help you making those improvements with that insight and experience?
Well, I do. You know, I know that the outsider mentality sounds good, but in practice, we've seen the real cost of that. We are hiring someone to run state government. Someone who's going to oversee our kids' schools, oversee our water, and fix our roads. I mean, this is not a place where we can afford to take another risk on an outsider. It's time to make sure we've got a governor who knows how to get things done, and I think that legislative experience is extremely important.
You'll be speaking in the Ann Arbor area. A lot of interesting issues in this area, including the right to carry a gun on school property. What is your view on that?
Well, you know, I've got kids in the public schools, and, you know, I have to have conversations with my girls about them being aware every time they go into the class, what is the quickest escape route? And it's heartbreaking. I was talking to a friend of mine whose child was up with nightmares the other night, 14 years old, because of all the talk about school violence and active shooters. It's a very real problem in our country and in Michigan. The answer is not more guns in schools. The answer is about bringing responsible gun owners to the table with moms like me and policymakers and saying, what can we get done today that will make our kids safer? And that means, I believe, getting guns out of schools, having waiting periods, raise the age for purchasing, close the gun show loophole, and enact red flag laws as well as real background checks.
Another issue that looks like it's going to be on the statewide ballot next fall is legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes. Where does Gretchen Whitmer stand on that?
Well, in 2008, I was a co-chair on the stem cell campaign because I took care of my mom at the end of her life, and I know what the promise of cures could mean for people with brain cancer to Alzheimer's. At the same time, I endorsed the medical marijuana campaign because I know what it would mean for relief, medicinal marijuana. We, I think, have seen such a massive culture change on that front. Other states are moving forward. I believe Michigan is poised to do it, and so it's our responsibility to make sure we do it right, that we've got the right regulatory framework and that we tax it so we can use those dollars for education, for infrastructure, and for health. And I am going to be a yes vote.
As a mother of, you have five children, I believe, is that correct?
I have three stepsons and two daughters.
Five altogether, and we're seeing more women running for office today, including you running for governor of Michigan. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I think we are seeing a real culture change in this country, whether it's the Time's Up movement or the Me Too movement or these brave survivors of you know, that monster at Michigan State stepping forward, raising their voices and demanding change and accountability. And I think a lot of the energy I see across our state and across our country is being fueled by women. And it's incredibly exciting. You know, I said Me Too publicly many, many years ago in hopes that my daughters wouldn't have to. And I think electing more women and getting a more diverse group of people sitting around the tables of power, whether it's in corporate America or it's in our policy work, I think we're going to see that families are better off because we champion things like healthcare and education. We spend more of our time working on those issues than our male counterparts, and it inures to all of our benefit.
How do you think you can get things done in a way that Rick Snyder or other governors before him couldn't if you get the Democratic nomination and or become governor of Michigan?
Well, I know that it's very likely I'll have at least one chamber of the legislature will not be in my party. And so I think that my legislative background is extremely important. I served with three different governors during my time in the legislature, and Governor Engler, with whom I did not agree on much, had a better ability to get his agenda accomplished because he knew how to work with people on both sides of the aisle. He was fearless about using the power of the executive office through the budget or through appointments or through party building. And that's something that I bring to the table that my Democratic opponents just don't. And I think now more than ever, people are demanding leaders who are going to reach across the aisle when they can and who are going to fight for our families.
What is running for governor really about these days? Is it connecting with people, raising enough money? How do you get voters to pay attention to your message and hear what Gretchen Whitmer has to say?
Well, unfortunately, it's all of the above. My favorite thing to do is to, you know, be with voters face to face and talking about issues and learning about, you know, their lives and making sure that I stay focused on fixing problems. But I've got to be able to communicate that message. And so, unfortunately, I do have to spend a lot of time fundraising. But I know that as I talk to families, whether they're in Gogebic County on the western end of the UP, or they're in Groseal, or they're at Eastern Michigan University, they want a governor who's going to fix the dam roads, make sure our kids have the schools they need to be successful, and make sure every Michigander has a path to a high-wage skill. And that's why I'm going to stay focused on those dinner table issues, because I know whether you're a business owner or you're a working person, these are the things that we all need to see from our next governor.
Gretchen Whitmer, Democratic candidate for governor of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Call me anytime.